The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Stars are 5-1 in conference play and 9-1 overall. Michigan State visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, the battle at the line of scrimmage has clearly been important to this game in the past couple of years. Specifically, when you talk about the interior play of your defensive line, why is that so critical to your defense having some success against the Buckeyes?
Well, I think stopping the run and running the football, you know, has a lot to do with how you play up front. Obviously, from a defensive standpoint, you got to control your gaps and be gap sound, and you got to, you know, be difficult to move. You got to hold your ground on the line of scrimmage. As simple as that sounds, can't get knocked off. Create vertical gaps as well. So, you know, that's the bottom line. You win up front, usually you have a great chance of winning a football game, whether it's offensively or defensively. I think it always starts up front, and I'm pretty sure that most football coaches out there agree with that.
Coach, Ohio State has had some success defending the pass this year. What stands out to you as you look at their unit defending the pass?
Well, they're very cohesive. They got a system in place that they understand and execute very thoroughly, and they've got great players, you know, pass rush, linebackers that can move and run, secondary players that cover and run, tackle well in space, play the ball in the deep part of the field. So all of those things are really equally as important, really, when you get right down to it, and I think that's why they're so successful.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Where you said Connor Cook, it's like a 9.5 out of 10 in terms of, I didn't know if that's your expectation that he'll be at full health or effectiveness. Or what does that number represent?
I got asked the question on Saturday evening, and that's what I said. So that's what it represented at that time. So we don't talk about injuries through the week, though. We really don't know how people are going to perform by the end of the week.
How important is it for your team that he be, you know, have that full arm strength?
I think it's important for every football team to have the quarterback playing well, whether that's regardless of who that quarterback is. It's important that he's a great game manager, doesn't make mistakes, and gives you a chance to win and operates within the system.
And final thing, do you think your team has hit its stride yet this season? Have there been times where you said, yes, this is the team I expected, or is that still in your future, you hope?
Well, this football team, our football team has done a great job in terms of winning close games. They've done a great job in terms of handling adversity when we've had people go down, and, you know, important players on our football team go down with injuries, whether it be for a number of weeks or whether it be for the season. And that's all a part of it. That's all a part of handling adversity, and the bottom line is we're 9-1 football team, and we found a way to win 9 times. And while we're not perfect because we didn't find a way the 1 week, we are in a position to move ourselves forward. And that's so I'm very, very proud of our football team, and our expectations remain extremely high.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Andrew Seligan from Associated Press.
Hi, Mark. I just wanted to follow up on the question about Connor. And just to be clear, you do expect him to play this week?
Just to be clear, we don't talk about injuries.
All right. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender from Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. I was just, with the preseason expectations for the Big Ten East, do you think, given where the race is now, that the expectations for the division have been lived up to?
Well, we're playing with 2 games left. Both teams have an opportunity to win a championship. So, you know, at this point in time, you know, while we're not perfect, we're not 10-0, you know, I guess we're 1 game away from being what everybody thought would happen. So, you know, all I can tell you is that it's a very competitive environment out there. Regardless of who you're playing, it's difficult to win. It's difficult to maintain all the different things that you have to relative to a team throughout an entire season. And I'm very proud of our football team in terms of we're 9-1 with an opportunity to win number 10 coming forward. So, you know, and with 2 weeks left, we're in control of our own situation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Tim May with Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Mark. I was just wondering if you could just speak on the emergence of Aaron Burbridge this year, especially as just a go-to receiver, a clutch guy. I mean, he's blossomed into a, you know, 1,000-yard receiver. And just what's the biggest difference this year to last year with him, besides opportunities, I guess?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing really, Tim, is opportunities, because Aaron Burbridge has always been an outstanding wide receiver here. He started for us as a true freshman in various games. So he's always been a playmaker for us. You know, he was hurt a little bit his second year, bounced back. But we really sort of played six receivers throughout, and even going back to the 2013-2014 games, he was very much a part of our package. It's just that maybe Tony Lippett took on a little bit more of a role last year, maybe in 13. Maybe it was Benny Fowler, a little bit more of a role. So, but AB has always been a tremendous receiver. He's a playmaker and extremely unselfish guy, and goes about his work. He just goes about his work, basically. He's going to compete, makes great catches, and he's been a large part of our success this year.
And the other thing, when you watch Ohio State's offense with JT Barrett at the controls, which he's back now in that realm, you remember him from last year, obviously, in your game, but what do you see that's working right for them?
Well, you know, I think that both their quarterbacks are outstanding players, and both of them have led them to championship-type moments, obviously, so they sort of offset each other. You know, one's a different guy than the other, but what you see in JT is that, you know, he's a very patient runner. I think he's a very patient runner. He operates in the system and controls this system and very, very, very well. And he's got great playmakers around him, which he can dish to at any point in time. And that's what I see. I see a guy that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't seem to make a lot of mistakes. And he's an efficient leader. You can tell that as well. You can just watch his, you know, his body. You know, and you could just watch how he handles his players and things, even on the film, so you can tell he's a good leader.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks again.